This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While the U.S. House prepares to vote on banning Planned Parenthood tax funding this week, Planned Parenthood International is suing Arkansas for diverting Planned Parenthood Medicaid payments to other providers. And inspections in South Carolina, prompted by recent allegations of misconduct, may forcibly close two abortion businesses over violations like improper infectious waste disposal. While California passed legislation to both allow assisted suicide and remove protections from vulnerable persons, the British Parliament has gone the opposite direction, overwhelmingly defeating a bill to legalize assisted suicide. And in other international news, International Planned Parenthood has been caught trying to pressure El Salvador into legalizing abortion. Despite only 2% support for legalized abortion, the communist local women's collective is actively seeking abortion rights with Planned Parenthood help. This is Life News Radio.
A new wave of feminism is rising. A new feminism that wants to empower women to honor the natural functions of their bodies and the gifts of their feminine spirit. We are working to create centers that will become havens in our communities for women to grow in their appreciation of their natural selves. It's time to change the face of women's health in our nation. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
In other headlines, while chiding pro-life advocates last week, Nancy Pelosi said pro-lifers need to learn the basics of life, things like birds and bees and, oh yes, abortion, so that they can stop depriving women of such basic needs. And last week, Office Depot said that printing prayers calling for the conversion of Planned Parenthood equaled persecution of Planned Parenthood. After a corporate reversal, this week they will return to printing such prayers for pro-life customers. This has been Life News Radio.